Hello everyone, my name is Mrs. Elo Otiede and you are on to Otis Stories. Otis Stories is a world of inspiring, amazing, life-transforming, faith-filled stories, and I would like you to connect with us via Telegram t.me/Otis Stories or visit our website otisstories.com. So, this story that you're about to listen to is titled Rejected or Loved. The feeling of rejection, being disliked or hated, as well as depression, sadness, unforgiveness, hurt, are all dark pits. The more you dwell inside these pits, the deeper you will get. This is a practical story that would reveal the ointment needed to heal your emotions as well as the way out of these pits. Isaiah 43 verse 4 says, "Since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, I will give people in exchange for you. Nations in exchange for your life." I have always known this scripture talks about the depth and height of God's love for me. I also attended a church where we believed so much in the love of God. There we always rejoice, give thanks, and proclaim that God loves us. But this story I am about to share with you is my experience on how the love of God pulled me out of rejection and depression. In my workplace, I had observed malicious attitudes from my colleagues towards me. I knew that people were talking about me, but I couldn't understand why. I try my best to love and to mind my own business. I don't get involved with their talks and malicious discussions about people. Personally, I hate to gossip and give malicious comments about people. I hate to get involved in discussions where people magnify the issues they go through in life, talk less of their achievements, and speak faithlessly about life. So, at a point, I began to feel that was the reason why they didn't like me. I was very surprised when I was handed a letter of compulsory leave by my boss that cold Thursday morning. She called me to her office, then she spoke coldly to me. She didn't sound nice at all. She said she loved my attitude to work, but the complaints she had received about me were getting too much. She advised that she would like me to use the period of this compulsory leave to learn how to relate well with people if I still wanted to be a staff of the company. It felt as if I had been knocked down. I left feeling sad, rejected, and confused because I didn't understand why she and every other person had a bad perception about me. I didn't go home. Rather, I decided to go to the beach to reflect for a while. Actually, that wasn't the first time that I had been rejected by people. In short, it has happened several times. One moment, people accept me, and another moment, all people get to see in me are faults. The same fault they would have overlooked for someone else is the same fault they would beat me up for. I had been ignoring all this for a while. Just because of this issue of people talking bad about me, I have changed jobs severally. I don't have friends and so on. It seemed to me like I wasn't good enough for people, because the more I tried to be accepted by people, the more people lock me out and treat me like their enemy. I needed a solution to this. But right there at the beach, I felt like giving up on living my life. But I rebuked the feeling and went home. Truly, I wasn't happy, but I spent the rest of the day praying about the situation. I asked God to help me. I felt hated, rejected, unloved. I asked Him to help me out in regards to how bad I was feeling emotionally, and also help me regarding the situation. So the next day, I felt the courage to call one of my colleagues to speak with her concerning the issue. Apparently, she's the only one who relates a lot better with me. At first, she didn't want to speak about it, but she eventually agreed to come out clean. She explained to me how everyone had complained about me, and by the time she was done, I realized that people had been seeing something else and not me. They had been seeing someone else and not me. What happens is, someone would just see me and see a proud and arrogant lady without having to really know me. Because of that, anything I do is then misinterpreted as being proud or arrogant, even when it had nothing to do with it. On realizing this, no one needed to inform me that I had to pull down every negative perception or identity that Satan has clothed me with. I just knew that was the solution, and it made me feel a little relieved. But then, I was already 42 years old. Everyone I have met already has a negative perception about me. And at that point, I had lost all the courage and boldness to ignore the wrong judgments and misinterpretations people had about me. I could feel that I had fallen into a state of rejection and shame. Yes, the misinterpretations are not true, but that's how people see me. I can remember that I heard a voice say to me, "You can't do anything about this. You are worthless. You are of no use and value to anyone. You may be good at whatever you do, but no one wants you and would ever will. Just hate people too, and accept all they have said as your fate. Revenge them by speaking maliciously about people too. Or better still, kill yourself." To be honest, I yielded to that voice because I was angry at people. Though I had realized the cause of all this, it was still painful. And I felt so hurt by people. Why didn't people decide to reach out to me or ask questions directly? Why pounce on me like I'm the worst ever? During that period, I was always reluctant to go out. And when I did, I would generally assume that everyone looking at me is probably misinterpreting me or hates me already. It was 2 weeks of emotional trauma. Thereafter, I decided to suspend the hurt, the pain, the shame, and just attend church again. Oh, Isaiah 43 verse 4, which says, "Since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, I will give people in exchange for you, nations in exchange for your life." That was the scripture that was preached on at that service. After the message, I could clearly see that the most important and ultimate acceptance and love is from God. It is best to immerse oneself in the love of God and rest on His acceptance. Right there in that service, I was led by God to write down these declarations, and I'll be sharing it with you. The blood of Jesus has been shed for me. Now God loves me. I am now forgiven. I am now redeemed. God has made all things new for me. Now people are mandated by the Spirit of God to see me the way God sees me. All things have passed away. God continually makes things new for me every day by His ever new daily mercies for me. God has no records of my wrongs because His mercy and favor continually speaks for me. Abba Father, God my Father loves me. I receive the love of God and mercy of God. I am satisfied with the mercy, the love and favor of God by the reason of the shed blood of Jesus for me. Now and always, in Jesus' name, amen. I hid these declarations in my heart. I fixed my thoughts on them and proclaimed them as much as I could. And the effects were amazing. The more I proclaimed that God loves me, the more I felt myself rising and lifting up from the place of rejection, shame, hurt, pain, the whole emotional trauma, and the place of being held down by Satan. I began to feel lighter and lighter. My heart became full of joy. I started to feel satisfied and complete in Christ Jesus. Not only was my mind renewed to start seeing myself as the accepted and not the rejected, my heart was open to love people, knowing that how people see me is not dependent on them, but how God sees me. So, on the basis that God makes all things new, I also began to pray and decree how I wanted people to see me. I did all this in faith for about 2 months. Although it all happened 3 years ago, I have not stopped confessing and receiving God's love and mercy. Because according to Isaiah 43 verse 4, I have seen that God's love for me is so strong that He has sent Jesus to die for me, so that He can manifest His love for me in full measure and in its full strength all over my life. At the end of the second month, I was called back to work, and 2 weeks after, I was promoted to the position of an HR or head of staff. Indeed, God made things new for me and still does. Because I observed that every time my colleagues or other people who had known me in the past relate with me, they relate with me like they are seeing a better version of me than the version they saw the previous day. They are always excited relaxed and free around me. I can't say I have not been making mistakes or offending people, but people seem not to hold my mistakes as a big deal anymore. The scent of God's love in me and around me always covers my faults and removes the harsh effects that my offenses and wrongdoings may have on people. Truly, I have seen this scripture, Job 33 verse 28, which says, God has delivered me from going down to the pit, and I shall live to enjoy the light of life. I have seen this scripture play out in my life because I daily acknowledge and receive the love, mercy, and acceptance of God that has been paid for me through the sacrifice of Jesus. Please, I would like you to say with me, God loves me. The blood of Jesus has been shed for me. I am forgiven. I am accepted. I am in Christ Jesus. All things are made new for me. I am favored by God and by men. I am now accepted by God and by men. I am blessed. I am loved. I am no longer rejected by God and by men. In Jesus' name, amen. Wow. Thank you so much for listening to this amazing story, and I know you have been blessed by it. Well, this story was originally written by Otis Stories and narrated to you by Otis Stories, but inspired by the Holy Spirit. I look forward to having you in my next story next Sunday. But till then, I would like you to keep receiving the love and the mercy of God for you. Be satisfied with His love and His mercy. And keep enjoying the wonders of God's great love for you. Because He loves you, all things have been made new for you. Everything is new with you. Speak and believe what you want now, according to the word of God, and it shall be yours. God bless you. I love you.